Tonight, Shir and Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, Dine Nefilas Apayim, on page 22, the Halachas of Tachanun. The Mechaber says, Ein Ledaber Bein Tfilah LeNefilas Apayim. One should not speak between finishing Shmoneh Esrei and saying Tachanun. And then the Mechaber says, Kishenofel Al Ponov Nogu Lahatos Al Tzad Smol. That when we say Tachanun, the minog is that we lean on the left side, we lean on the left arm. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Omrim V'yesh Lahatos Al Tzad Yamin. Some say that you should say Tachanun on the right arm. The Ha'ikar, and the main way to do it is Lahatos B'Shachrus K'shiyesh Lo Tfilin B'Smolo. That during Shachrus, when you're wearing Tfilin, and assuming you're a righty, so your Tfilin is on your left arm, so then you should lean Al Tzad Yamin. You should lean on the right hand, Mishum Kavo Tfilin. Because of the honor of the tefillin, you don't want to lean on the arm where the tefillin are. So therefore, by shachris, where you're wearing tefillin on your left, you should lean on your right. Uba'arvis, and in the evening, as we'll see, meaning mincha time, okis she'ein lo tefillin b'smolo, or if for some reason you do not have tefillin on your left arm, yata al tzad smol, then you should lean on your left arm. Ula'achar she'nofal aponov yagbia rosho v'yischanein ma'at miyushov. After you fall on your face, you do nefilas apayim, then you should lift up your head and you should say some supplications to Hashem while you are sitting. V'chom mokom u'mokom l'fi minhago. And each place does according to their minhag. U'minhag pasha lomar v'anachnu lo neda. And the minhag is to say v'anachnu lo neda, which we say. V'chatzi kaddish, and then we say chatzi kaddish. And then ashrei lam natzeach. V'afilu biyomim she'ein omrim tachanun omrim lam natzeach. And even on days where you don't say tachanun, you do say lam natzeach. Milvad, except for Rosh Chodesh, V'Chanukah, U'Purim, V'Erev Pesach, V'Erev Yom Kippur, V'Tisha B'Av. All these days, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av, those days we not only do not say Tachanun, we also do not say Lam Natzeach. Now let's begin the Mishabura back on page 22. In Sifkotan Aleph, we said in the Machaber that one should not speak between his Tfilah and his Nefilah Sapayim. Da'al Yidei Zeh Ein Tchinoso Shem Mischane B'Nefilah Sapayim Miskabelos Kolkach. Because if a person interrupts between his tefillah and his tachanun, then his tachanun is not accepted so much. This that you should interrupt, you shouldn't speak, is dafka if you're mafsik and you get involved in other things totally. But a little talking is not a big deal. We're talking about not getting involved in other inyanim between Shmoneh Esrei and tachanun. And if you look at note number 2 right away, he points out that the Mishabura earlier told us differently. The Mishabura told us earlier that when there is Tachanun, one should not speak until the end of Tachanun. It was Mashma over there that one shouldn't speak at all. According to the Zohar and the Arizal, afilu sicha ba'alma aser. Any speaking whatsoever is usher. So here, the Mishabura seems to be a little more lenient and says you shouldn't get involved in other inyanim, but a little speaking is okay. But in other places and other poskim certainly say that one should not speak whatsoever between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachanun. Continues the Mishabura in the fourth line in the brackets, V'dafka shelo be'eish ha-shliat tzibur chozer ha-tfilah. That which we just said in the Mishabura, but a sicha ba'alma is not a problem before Tachanun, that's dafka if it's not during Chazaras HaShatz. Da'oz tzarech lishtok ulahazin heitev kol bracha u'bracha, like we learned earlier. But if it is in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, one should not say anything because he should be silent and he should be listening well to every bracha that the Chazan is saying. V'kol shekein d'ledvar kedusha. Certainly for a dvar kedusha, kigom masha mafsikim b'tchino sigom v'hurachum b'vaday mutter lahafsik. Besides the little speaking that the Mishabura is saying is okay, if it's the davar shebe kedusha, like we pause between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachanun by saying all those pagas of v'hurachum, that is for sure okay to be mafsik. V'afilu b'soch nefilas apayim gamkein muter lanos amein yehesh me'rabo v'chodover kedusha. And even in the middle of Tachanun mamish, you're allowed to answer amein yehesh me'rabo and any other dvarim shebe kedusha. Now there's a few very important notes that we're going to see over here, and very halacha l'maisa. And note number 3, and I always wonder about this, note number 3 discusses that which the Mishabura clearly is telling us that we say v'hurachum before Tachanun, like the minhag of the Ashkenazim. But if you look at note number 3, he writes, V'yesh nohagim lahaktim nefilas apayim levuhurachum. Some people, nusach svar, they have the minhag to put tachanun before they say vuhurachum. U'kumo shekosav ha-shari tshuva, like the shari tshuva brings down. Now what if you are in a shul that has the minhag to do it one way, and your custom is to do it the other way? So what do you do? So if you look at the rest of note number 3, he writes, V'im nimtza b'beis ha'kneseh shenogu lomar bo tachron kodem v'hurachum. If you are in a Nusach Svar Chul, Umenhogo Enokim, but you daven Ashkenaz. Ola Hepach, or the opposite, Das Hagonu Shom Zamar Urbach, and Rav Yoshev, Shekevan Shekhayom HaMenhogim Chalukim B'chomokom. Since now we're all mixed up and there's different Menhogim all over the place, Ein Bekach Meshum Lo Teskodudu, there is no problem, each person can follow their Minhog. But then he writes, V'imispal B'mokom Shekolan Imsoim Bo Nohogim B'derach Achas. If you find yourself in a place that everybody there goes in one Mahalach, and he's going to be the only one sitting down when everyone's starting to say Vahurachim. He's going to be the only guy sitting down to start saying Tachanun. So then the Shlomo Zalman says, She'efshe she'ino kemosim. It could be he shouldn't do it, and he should in fact follow the minhag of the place that's there. But if it's, you know, 30-70, and you know, a lot of people are doing it, so then it certainly wouldn't matter. But if you're the only one, then maybe you shouldn't do your regular minhag. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Moshe says, and the Shalashios as Nidbaru, they both say, She'ein l'shanas l'minhag ha'mokom, that you never should change the minhag ha'mokom, even if it's 70-30, if you're one of the 30, if the minhag ha'mokom is the daven nusach Ashkenaz, you should say v'hurachim before tachlon, even though you normally daven nusach, you're davening nusach svar, still you should say tachlon that way. So certainly what would come out is if you're the only one in the shul, certainly you should be following the minhag of the shul, because that's Rav Shlomo Zalman says afshir, and Moshe for sure says that. Note number 4, we said also in the Mishabura that during Tachlin itself you could answer Amen Yehesha Abba and any Dover Shebekdusha. So look at note number 4, the Afshe Kosav Mishabura Mutter, even though the Lashon of the Mishabura is that it's Mutter, you are allowed to. Ruchan Kinevsky says, Shekavanoso Shechayev Lanos. What he means to say is, not that it's Mutter, you're Mil saying Tachlin, the Chazan gets Amen Yehesha Abba, you're Mukhuyev to answer. It's not optional, you have to answer. And then he writes, you're in the middle of Tachanun, and the Chazan all of a sudden starts Kaddish, which happens all the time to many people. You're middle of saying Tachanun, all of a sudden the Chazan's up to Kaddish. Ruchai Kideski Paskins, She'enu Tzarech Lamod. You do not have to stand up in the middle of your Tachanun for Kaddish. Eloyane Kaddish B'Yeshiva. You should answer Kaddish while you're sitting down, while you're saying Tachanun. You can answer Kaddish, you do not have to get up. And then he writes in note number 5, Ulam la miras vehibin soa, when they start taking out the Torah on Monday and Thursday, so the Shevet Levi writes, Shelo Yafsik, you should not interrupt your Tachlin for that, even though we said you do interrupt for Dvaran Shebekdusha, not for the vehibin soa when they're taking out the Torah. Vechain la miras aleinu, and so too for the Tzilav aleinu, Av shedinhu la omro yachalim atzibur, even though as we learned earlier, one should always say aleinu with the tzibur, even if he's not davening then. But here, Ruchan Kinevsky says, Shol Yafsik, you should not interrupt your Tachlun in the middle to say Aleinu with the Tzibur, as long as you're saying Tachlun, so it's clear that you're talking to Hashem, you are good to go. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter Sifkaton Beis.
What about the start? While they're saying Aleinu, like, it happens like over here, short mincha, you should have a short mincha, and you haven't started yet. Could you start your Tachlun before?
Shlomi is asking a good question. Shlomi is saying that the note points out over here that if you're in the middle of Tachlun, you don't have to get up and start saying Aleinu. But what if you're... Yeah, it was a Hecha Kedusha, and by the time you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you're up to Aleinu, so you have the choice of Aleinu or sitting down for Tachanun, so that's not clear. It just says that you shouldn't be mafzik your Tachanun in the middle for Aleinu, but what if they're up to Aleinu before you start a Tachanun, what should you do? That's not clear. Although according to the Zohar and the other opinions, that you shouldn't speak whatsoever, could be they would say you shouldn't be saying Aleinu then anyway. So it could be other problems. But I'm not sure. It's not clear. It's a good question. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we said in the Mechaber, that one should not speak between Tefillah and Tefillah Sapayim. Miyuim Ovar V'Diber. But if one did the wrong thing and he started speaking, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he got involved heavily in other inyanim. Pshita D'Tzarech Lipol Al Panav. It's obvious that he still needs to say Tachanun. You didn't lose your chance, you still say Tachanun. And then he writes, Mutter L'Espal B'Mokom Echad. One could daven in one spot, V'Lipol B'Mokom Acher, and say Tachanun in a different spot. V'Al Shelo Yafsik B'Emtzah. You just shouldn't pause in between, but you can daven in one spot and say Tachanun in another spot. There is another interesting note over here, a very interesting note, and very good to know. Could come in handy. In note number 6, but we're just going to read the second paragraph. From the top of column number 2, he writes, V'Imto HaShatz. The Chazan made a mistake. V'hischil chatzi kaddish miyad achar chazoras ha'tfilo b'tfilas mincha. He finished chazoras ha'shatz of mincha, and he forgot about tachanun. He went right into to kaddish. The Chazan says, sheshuv lo yomru tachanun. Once he starts kaddish, you don't go back to tachanun. Tachanun is out. And Ruchan Kinevsky says, shehu adin b'shachris. The same thing applies by shachris. V'yetochen sheafilu hischil mila achas me'akaddish lo yomru tachanun. So, if the Chazan says even one word of Kaddish, no Tachanun that day. So a mistake by Mincha, according to Chazon Ish, but even by Shacharis, Lefidu Chaim Kineski, even one word of Kaddish, so no Tachan on that day. Meidach, on the other hand, of course, someone does argue on that, and that is a Shalom Shuvas Lahoros Nosan. He writes, Sheyomru Tachron La'achar Achatzi Kaddish. If you start saying Kaddish, finish the Kaddish, you'll say Tachron afterwards, V'yachzru V'yomru Kaddish. And then you'll go back and say Kaddish a second time. But again, according to the Chazon Ish and Chaim Kineski, once the Chazon starts Kaddish, even one word of Kaddish, there would be no Tachron. So you wouldn't say, oh, Tachron, Tachron. No, if he starts it, you just go weiter, and you continue with the Tachron, with the Kaddish, and you would not say Tachron in that Tefillah. What?
It's like the window closed, that's it.
Correct. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sivkoton Gimel. We said in the Mechaber that when you say Tachnun, the minog is to lean on your left arm for Tachnun. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hinei Nefilas Apayim Shenogubo Bayomim Harishonim Hoya Bederach Kida. In the olden days, when they did Nefilas Apayim, the falling on the face, when they said Tachnun, they did it all the way down. They did it Derach Kida, which is what? The Haino Lipo Alponov Arza. They mamish fell all the way down with their faces to the ground. Vishaloba Pisha Yadayim V'raglayim, without putting out their hands and feet, just had their face all the way down to the ground. But obviously now we're not knowing that way. V'achshav lo nogu lipo al pnei mamish. Nowadays the minog is not to fall all the way down mamish on your face. Elo bahatoyas harosh v'kisui aponim bavad. We just lean our head over and we cover our faces alone. V'nohogin l'chasos aponim bebeged. The minog is to cover our faces with a garment. It's not enough to put your arm down, to put your head down on your arm without a sleeve. Because your face and your arm are one body. And the guf can't cover itself. And therefore, the minog is to have a garment covering your face, which is why we have, you know, long sleeves, or you pull down your sleeve, or you use your talus, and use that to cover your face. So you lean your head to the side, and you also put the talus over your face. If you look at note number 7, he writes, the reason for covering the face, he brings to the Rebbeinu Bachai, Shehu mitachsisei ha-tfila, that's one of the strategies of tfila, mipnei shekisui ha-ponem hu midarchei ha-novav ha-busha. Because covering the face is a form of humility and embarrassment, and therefore that's an appropriate way to daven, and therefore you cover your face. Uvamata Moshe Kosov Shetam Kisru Aponim Hu. The Mata Moshe says another reason for covering the face during Tachanun. Kedei Shelo Yehei Kol Echad Roe V'Shomea Ma Shechaveru Mispalel. So each person shouldn't be able to see and hear what his friend is saying. Ukein Shehoya B'Shtachavoya B'Mikdash. Similar to the way it was when they bowed in the Mikdash. Shehoya Hefsek Shel Arba Amos Bein Kol Echad V'Echad. There was a separation of 4 Amos between each person. So each person should not hear his friend, and you should not be embarrassed that your friend hears what you are saying. Another reason he brings out over here is that you're able to mechavin better by covering your face. And according to that, Shlomo Zalman says that the ikra hakpada is that your eyes are covered, and therefore your eyes are not wandering around. You're able to be focused a little better. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkoton Dalad. We said in the Mechaber that the minog is to lean on the left arm. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkoton Dal Lefisha Matzinu Kishodam Mispalo Shechina Miyamino. We know when a person is davening, the Shechina is on his right side. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha. Hashem is your shadow on your right hand. V'nimtzo Kishu Muta Al Smolo. So it turns out when you're leaning towards the left, Ponov Klape Shechina. So then your face is facing towards the right, which is where the Shechina is. So you say Tachan on your left arm facing the right, because Hashem is on your right. But if you would be leaning on your right arm, it would be the opposite. It is inappropriate for a servant to have the back of his head facing his master. And if Hashem is on your right, and you're leaning on your right, so the back of your head is by your right, that's inappropriate, and therefore the correct way, according to the Mechaber, is to be leaning on your left. That way your face is facing the right, and the Shechina is on your right. Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha.
Regardless of which direction you're
davening? Yes, that's a good question. We did not see a chiluk if it matters which direction you're davening in, correct?
So you're davening here, it's the same as
it's the same, correct. We don't see a chiluk. And all the reasons is not going to be a chiluk either. All the reasons we're going to bring down are whether it should be the right or the left. We don't see a chiluk in whether you're facing Mizrach or Ma'ariv. We don't see a chiluk in that. That's a very good point. But the Ramah argued, and the Ramah said that Yesh Omrin, Yesh Lahatos Al Tzad Yamin. Even though we just gave a very nice reason why you should lean on your left side, the Ramah says there are those who say you should lean on your right side, and the Mishnah Berurah explains. Oh, first let's see note number 8, another reason why you should lean on the left. Besides what the Mishnah Berurah says, that the Shechina is on your right, so leaning on your left, you're facing the Shechina. In note number 8, he writes an additional reason from the Shibali Haleket, Sheba'oso tzad shebo noheg adam kebein melech v'ishchorin. The same side that a person acts as a free person and the son of a king, the hainu b'tzad smol. That's the left side, shebo mesav adam kshu ochel, right? When we eat, when they used to lean in the olden days, when we lean at the Seder, we lean on the left side. That's where Ben Chorin leans. So on that same side, tzarech lachnia lifnei hamakom. That's the place that you should humble yourself in front of Hashem, the same way that you're normally, I guess, so to speak, Ivedik, or like a Ben Melech, like a Ben Chorin. So in that, in your Iker covered dika place, there you should show the most hachna, and that's another reason why you should lean bedafka on the left side. But now the Mishnah Berurah explained to us the Rama, who says Yesh Omer that you should lean on the right side, Sifkoten Hei, Ki Hashchina Neged Ha'adam. He says the Shechina is across from the person. Again, it doesn't matter which way you're facing. The Shechina is across from you. V'nimtza Smol Hashchina Keneged Yemino. So the left of the Shechina is connected your right, and the right of the Shechina is connected your left. So Ukeshu Muta Al Yemino V'Hashchina Kenegdo Yechavim. When you're leaning on your right, so then you're facing your left, which is the Shechina's right. So you're leaning to the right, so you're facing the Shechina's right. That's why you should lean to the right. And when you are leaning to the right, and the Shechina is across from you, you should mechave in the pasuk that says, Smolo tachas l'roshi, his left hand is under my head, v'yamino tachabkeni, and he's hugging me with his right arm. Fine, that's what the Rama said. But then the Rama said that the Iker halacha is, and this is in general what we follow, the Rama said the Iker is that in Shacharis, when you have your tefillin on your left arm, you lean on the right, and by Mincha, when you don't have tefillin, you should lean on your left arm. That's a righty. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Vav, the Ha'ikr, V'chein das ha'taz u'magin Avram. That is also the opinion of the Taz and the Magen Avram, She'ein l'shanos m'minog zeh, that you should not change from this minog, V'chein nogu ha'olam. That is the minog ha'olam, again, that they lean by Shachris, a righty who has tefillin on his left arm, leans on his right, and at Mincha leans on his left. A lefty who doesn't have his tefillin on his left arm, so then he would always lean on his left arm according to this. But says note number 9, Ubishalji was Igris Moshe Kosov Shemin Hago Hoya Lipo Apayim Kishu Muta al Shneyodov. Rav Moshe used to have the minhag, he would lean on both his arms. Ubir, and he explained Shein Zeh Soser as Achras HaRama. He said that what he did was not Soser, what the Rama says. Kevan Shenikir Lumayin Sherota Lotes Boder Shteya Deos. Because it was clear from anyone who looked that he was just trying to be Yotze both Deos, so he would lean both on his left and on his right. I guess his face couldn't be facing both the left and the right, but I guess he faced towards the middle. Sounds like that. That's what it sounds like. And then he writes, V'iter yada lefti, the Prima Gadam writes, She'b'shachris yata al tzad smol, that in Shachris, like we just mentioned, he should lean on the left. U'b'mincha yesh l'histapik, in a mincha, there is a suffix. U'lamaisa, Rosh Scheinberg says, She'yata al smolo ap'mincha. So it comes out, like we just mentioned, that a lefty would always be leaning on the left side. And now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Vav brings down the Shita of the Gra. So we just said the Achra of the Rama, which the other poskim seem to agree with in general. Va'afilu lahagra, and even according to the Gra, the Sover, the Ha'ikir, Kimachaber, the Tomer al Smol. The Gra holds the Ikir Shita like the Machaber, that you always lean on your left, even if you're wearing tefillin on your left arm, you always lean on the left. That's what the Gra holds, like the Machaber. Mikomokom imispalo bebeis hamedrash ve'olam nohagin ka Rama. However, if one is in a beis medrash and the minog over there is like the Rama, Mikomakom asr l'shanas mishum lo tiskodudu, one should not change because of the problem of lo tiskodudu.
Is this the Gra saying or is this the Mishavura saying?
I think it's the Mishavura saying it. Ushleatzibur ha'omed mimin ha'aron, the Shleatzibur who is standing on the right side of the Aron, tov shiyata rosho ma'at klapi ha'aron. It's good that he should turn his head a little bit towards the Aron. I guess whichever arm he's leaning on, he should turn his body so that he's facing a little bit towards the Aron.
Why is the Mishavura saying?
I can't hear you.
You don't
say Tachanan?
Yeah,
we don't say Tachanan. How do you say Tachanan? You just sit?
No.
What's he saying?
We don't
you don't put your head down for Tachanan?
No.
The Sfarim don't put their head down for Tachanan?
No.
I don't know that. I know Nusl Sfarim does. I'm thinking of Nusl Sfarim.
No,
the Sfarim just say it without leaning at all?
No. Okay.
Okay. So I guess they're not knowing,
so
like
the,
yeah, so it's not even brought down. Yeah, it's not even about that. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is Sifkat and Zion. I guess the Sfarim don't follow the Mechaber in this. So the Mechaber clearly says, Lahatos Atzat Smol. Says the Mishnah Berurah weiter in Sifkat and Zion. We said in the Ramah that Ba'arvis, or if you don't have tefillin, on your left arm, you lean on your left arm. So the Mishabura writes, what's a lomar means to say, litzad arvis, meaning when we're getting towards the evening, the hainu mincha. It's referring to at mincha time. She'ein anu nohagin lahaniach tefillin, where our minhag is not to wear tefillin at mincha, and therefore you don't have tefillin on your left arm, therefore you should lean on your left arm. Omisha miniach tefillin, one who is wearing tefillin at mincha, gam sham yipol al yamino. Also then he should lean on his right arm and not lean on his tefillin. However, the ayin b'chay adam shemitzade, the chay adam has a tzad to say, the oz yuchal lismoch al das hagra v'lipal al smolo. The chay adam says that if it's taka mincha and you're wearing tefillin, then there's a tzad that we should go like the gra, even though at shachros we don't lean on the left hand when the tefillin is there, but at mincha, if you have your tefillin on the left arm, the chay adam says it could be that you should follow the gra and lean on your left hand even though your tefillin is there. I'm not sure why mincha would be different. Similar to what we saw in the note, which I wasn't sure about that also, we wrote by the lefty, the Prima Gadam says that by shachris, a lefty leans on the left because he doesn't have tefillin on the left, and a mincha is mesupuk. So why a mincha should be mesupuk? I'm saying tachron seems to be on the left. We keep the God like the left. I guess we're choshes for the Ramah that says it should be on the right. I'm not sure. Why bedafka mincha, there's more of an inyan that the lefty should maybe go on the right side and the one who's wearing tefillin maybe should follow the grah and go on the tefillin on the left hand. So that's not clear. Fine. Says the Mishabura in Sifkat and Ches, the Ramah ended off and said, V'chol makam u'makam l'fim in hago. Says the Mishabura, U'medinos elu, in our countries, nohagin lomar rachum v'chanan. Our minog is the same, tachanun rachum v'chanan, that's the beginning of the paragraph, but in note 11 he writes, Lo kosav shiyesh lomar es apostak v'yomer David al-Gad. The Mishabura doesn't bring down the first pasuk that we say, in tachanun, v'yomer David al-Gad. Shenogu laomro kolam rachum v'chanun. That's our minhag is to say that pasuk before we say rachum v'chanun. The akaf achaim kosev shelo laomro. The akaf achaim says you shouldn't say that line. The tamadaber. The reason is mishum she pasuk zeh muskul inya puranus. That pasuk is written in reference to punishment. That's when David HaMelech was getting a punishment for counting Klal Yisrael, and therefore that's the pasuk that we shouldn't say. Our minhag is to yes say it, but the Mishabura seems to leave it out, and the akaf achaim says b'davka that you should not say it. Then we said that the minhag pashut is to say vanachnu lo neda, and then we say chatzi kaddish. So the Mishabura writes in Sefkat and Tes that we say vanachnu lo neda lefi shehispalalnu b'chol inyan sheyuchal adam lehispalal. At this point, we have already davened in every way that a person could daven, be yeshiva u'ba'amida u'benefilas kapayim. Before Shemon Esrei, we were davening sitting up during Birchas Kriya Shema, and then during Shemon Esrei, we were standing, we were ba'amida, and then we just had tachnu b'nefilas kapayim. So after we did all the possible positions that we could daven in, Kemosha Asa Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom, like Moshe Rabbeinu did all these three positions. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Va'esha Bahar, I sat on the mountain, so he davened to Hashem sitting. Va'anochi Amadati Bahar, I stood on the mountain, so he davened to Hashem standing. Ve'esnapal lifnei Hashem, and I fell down in front of Hashem. So we do the three positions that Moshe Rabbeinu did. U'mi'achar she'ein banu koach lispalu b'inyan acher. And once we have no more power to daven any other way, anu omrim vanachnu lo neda manasa. We say we don't know what else to do. We did everything we could do. V'roi lomar vanachnu lo neda b'yeshiva. The proper mahaloch is to say the words vanachnu lo neda while you are still sitting, and manasa b'amida. Then you stand up, then you say manasa when you are standing. What is the reason for that custom that we're knowing to do vanachnu lo neda sitting, Manasa when we're standing? So if you look at note number 12, he brings the Aruch HaShulchan, Ubatama Dover Kosav Baruch HaShulchan, Shanhoga Zos Atzma Romezes Alkach Shehispalalnu B'yeshiva B'amida U'benefila. This minhag of standing up in the middle of Tachanun is a remez to that which we daven in all three formats. V'alkein Manasa Od Rak Alecha Inenu. So those during Tachanun itself, we had Nefilas HaPayim first, and then we sat up straight, for right, Shomer Yisrael, and then we stand up in the middle. So when we're saying this expression of Anachlo Nedav Anasa, we don't know what else to do, because we daven in all three positions, even though it's really referring to the three positions we daven in, you know, Shema, Shemon Esrei, and Tachanun, but it's appropriate to throw it even into Tachanun in all three positions, and then we say we don't know what else to do, and we get up at that point, and we say we don't know what to do, Rak Olacha Enenu, just our eyes to you to help us out, because we did everything we could do, and therefore, now we're in your hands. That is the end of Sif Aleph, and we're going to stop here, and we'll continue Mirtz Hashem with Sif Beis tomorrow.